हरे कृष्णा
हरे कृष्णा
I'm not going to speak about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but Srila Prabhupada. Because we have Janmashtami to celebrate. We have Guru Purnima to celebrate. Only Chaitanya Chaturdashi. We have the same way Chaturdashi. Ramdani, Jagannath, Patayatra, and many other festivals all over the world. Of all of these festivals which we celebrate, which one is the best? Which of them is the best? Of all of these festivals which we celebrate, which one is the best? You give me answer. To continue. Which one? Which of the festival we celebrate is the best? Speak out. Jagannath Yatra. Thank you. Who else? Guru Purnima. Good. That's all. I want to hear from you. Thank you very much. Of all the festivals we are celebrating, Srila Prabhupada's appearance is the best. How do you know about Jagannath Yatra? How do you know about Guru Purnima? Who told you? Your mother? Your father? Your school teacher? Who gave you? Srila Prabhupada. Where is the best? Without the Srila Prabhupada, everything you are doing in your Krishna consciousness, I'm a powerful preacher, I'm a powerful leader, whatever you claim to be, so useless without Prabhupada. It is Prabhupada's consciousness. He created our fortune. So Prabhupada created our fortune. Anyone who is chanting Hare Krishna is the best person in the world. Our best is from Prabhupada. Practical example. The Prabhupada caused our fortune. It is from Calcutta here, Prabhupada went to America. Why we are not Krishna conscious before them? Why we were not Krishna conscious before them? When Srila Prabhupada went to America, some of his disciples had come to India to come and look for Krishna. They went everywhere in India, visited so many places. Here in Calcutta itself, they met a personalist who told them God is zero. Brahman, zero. So they went to America with this conception, God is zero. They didn't find Krishna. They went back to America and Prabhupada gave them Krishna. After searching for Krishna all over India, they didn't find. They went back to America and Prabhupada was waiting there. We are looking for what? Krishna? Take. So our fortune is created by Jehovah. Chitacha, this side is mentioned Brahmanda, Brahmite, Kona, Bhagya, one G. That Bhagya, that fortune, is created by Srila Prabhupada. Chitacha, Charita, Sri Krishna Das Kavare Goswami told us, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I will go to the material world and shake the whole world with dancing in kirtan of the holy name. This is the promise to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I will make the whole world dance in ecstasy by chanting Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
How did he do it? How did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu do that? Through Srila Prabhupada. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he danced all over India. Did he go to America? Did he go to Africa? Did anyone know about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Even here in Calcutta? Anyone knows about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Even here in Calcutta? How many people know Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme God? So Prabhupada came and make Godhead meaningful. So Prabhupada made Godhead meaningful. He made Krishna meaningful. He made Krishna acceptable. In my country, many people have seen Krishna in the movies. Before Krishna consciousness came, people have seen Krishna dancing, kidnapping Rukmini. They have seen the movies, but nobody, no one person understood this is the Supreme Godhead. Oh, this is Indian boy who is interested in women. That's all people understand. It's a small boy running after women. The Prophet came and said, this is the supreme personality of Godhead. Ah,
okay.
Hare Krishna. We worship you. So the whole world is dancing in kirtan of the holy name through Srila Prabhupada. One person. Anywhere in the world. Anywhere in the world. Even so many places where there are no Krishna temples. They are wonderful devotees. Completely surrendered to Krishna and nothing else. This year, sponsors for Navadvip Parikrama, sponsor for devotee procession for all these festivals come from Chinese devotees. There's no temple in China. Till today, there's no temple in China. Here you have temple everywhere, even in Calcutta, so many temples everywhere. In China, the whole country, bigger than India, no one temple there. But Krishna is expanding imperceptibly by the karmis. In China, Krishna consciousness is going on, expanding constantly. Many devotees from China. This morning, breakfast prasadam, even lunch prasadam, sponsored by Chinese devotees. Not Indian devotees, Chinese devotees. Why? It's the proper mercy. Look at this hall. Look at this hall. Who is speaking to you? Who is speaking to you? African body. Why? Prabhupada. It's a message of Prabhupada. So, Srila Prabhupada, what he did for this world, what he did for humanity, for living entities, what Srila Prabhupada has done, it can only be compared to Krishna himself. because they have the same mission. Krishna and Prabhupada, they have the same mission. What is the mission? To reclaim conditioned souls. And the way Srila Prabhupada established the principle to reclaim conditioned souls is beyond the principle Krishna established. If you are studying our scriptures very carefully, you will see the system, the process Srila Prabhupada established for Krishna consciousness is better 100 times than the process Krishna established himself. But Krishna says, surrender to me. Surrender. If you surrender to me, then I will teach you. So probably didn't say you should surrender to me. He said you surrender to Krishna. But I will show you the process how to do that. In America, the white devotees were discriminating the black devotees. So, the blacks noticed that and they saw the discrimination. So they started their own activation. And one devotee came to complain to Prabhupada. He said, Prabhupada, these Africans, they are having their own temple. Prabhupada said, that is all right. That's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. Let them have their temple. You should go and check, make sure they are keeping four regulative principles and chanting the seven. I will go and initiate all of them. Initiate them? The proposal, yes. I'm going to initiate them. And he did. Initiated all of them. That was not what devotees were expecting. We're expecting, no, temple, this only this temple. And Srila Prabhupada said, this temple you have, this temple, is the training ground. This is a training ground. Let every house become a temple. Every house should become a temple, not just this one. Don't think that, okay, this is Hare Krishna temple. And then, what is activity? What makes a place a temple? What makes this place a temple?
Deities and the devotees.
Deities? The devotees. What are they doing there? Yeah, worshipping?
One is chanting the holy
name. Chanting? So if you do the same thing in your house, what is that? It's not allowed? It's condemned? Huh? Is it a temple or not a temple? Is that a temple or not? It's a temple. Prabhupada said, let every house become a temple. So this place is meant for trading people. Let people come here, train them, let them go back to their house and continue chanting, worshipping, and preach. Make others devotees. Somebody made us a devotee, right? What is our duty? Make others devotee. Everyone in this movement is a debtor. Whoever has come to this movement is a debtor. And our debt cannot be paid because we don't have the money to pay for it. We are debtors who cannot pay our debt. So, how can we liquidate that debt that we cannot pay? A debtor is not a wonderful person in a society, and is also condemned in the scripture. We are all debtors, condemned. So are we going to redeem ourselves? How will we redeem ourselves? Only have debt you cannot pay. If you have a debt you cannot pay, how will you pay that to become free?
Making more devotees.
So Srila Prabhupada said, if you want to appreciate what I have done for you, preach vigorously as I'm doing. That is the way you can liquidate your debt. Preach vigorously. And we can preach philosophy, which many of you are doing very nicely, or we can preach and distribute bhakti, which is difficult for many people. Philosophy is very, very nice, very easy, which every devotee can easily do, to present the philosophy, because that is memory work. Bhakti is not a memory work. Knowledge is memory work. It has to do with intellect. But bhakti has to do with the heart. So Prabhupada said, you preach vigorously. Prabhupada preach, the whole world had become devotees. Why was he able to do this? Bhakti. Bhakti in the heart. It's bhakti. Not just knowledge. It's bhakti. How Prabhupada treated people who came around him left a lasting impression in their heart that cannot be taken. The way Srila Prabhupada treated people who comes around him. Everybody who came to Prabhupada feels never to leave him. Everybody became attached to him. Even Karmi is noticing. A journalist came to Prabhupada and within a few seconds he noticed the love the devotees has for Prabhupada. They are American, European devotees, not Indian devotees. You can say it because of the similarity. These are completely opposite. So Papa won the heart. That is preaching. That has to do with bhakti. So Srila Prabhupada met an old man on Japa walk. Prabhupada stopped. Do you have your teeth? Prabhupada asked the old man, do you have your teeth? He said, no, I eat a lot of sweets, I don't have my teeth. Papa said, no, I also eat a lot of seed, but I have my teeth. Please, show me what is Krishna consciousness in this. Does this statement has anything to do with Krishna consciousness? please show me, where is Krishna consciousness here in this lila? I want to know. So Prabhupada is asking an old man,
do you have your teeth?
Is that Krishna consciousness? Old man having teeth or not? What is that? You will have told him, chant Hare Krishna, you are going to die very soon. What is the value of your life? Chant Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada didn't do that. He asked him,
do you have your teeth?
No. He was happy. He was not angry with Prabhupada. What kind of question are you asking me? Don't you know I'm an old man, so my teeth supposed to be gone by now? He was not angry. He was happy. The Prabhupada asked, oh, so he cared for me. He cared for me. This is what came to his mind. Oh, this sadhu cared for me. He's asking about my welfare. Do you have your teeth? And he was happy. And even though Prabhupada challenged him, still he was happy. No, I eat a lot of teeth, sweet. Prabhupada said, no, I also eat a lot of sweet. But see, my teeth are complete. And he walked away. He just walked away. So the devotees were looking at each other. What is this? So Prabhupada is telling this old man, you don't have your teeth because of irregular habit which you have. I have a regulated life, a regulated habit. So my teeth are complete. Even though we are doing the same thing, I eat sweet, you eat sweet. I have all my teeth, but all your teeth are falling off because you have irregular habit, you have bad habit. And at this age now, don't continue like this. This is a message. We should be regulated. Have a good habit. That will lead to Krishna consciousness. What good habit? Bad habit will condition us, will make our body so stiff. See how all of us are struggling to sit. See, we are struggling to sit. How many minutes now? 30 minutes. See, all of us are struggling to sit. Why? Bad habit. Our body has become very stiff from irregular habits. So Prabhupada is teaching. Maintain a regulated life. Have good habit in everything that we do. We will be healthy and leave the body healthy, not struggling. It's Prabhupada is teaching. In America, Srila Prabhupada was going from bookshop to bookshops, requesting them to take some of his books and put in the shelf among all the books they have. This Prabhupada, genius. He knows how to use everything and everybody in Krishna consciousness without preaching to them to become a devotee first. So Prabhupada used many people to distribute books for him without being devotees. So one of the ladies who was selling books took some Prabhupada books and kept in his shop, in her shelf. She will sell some, and Prabhupada will come and collect the one the last me she has sold and replace the ones that sold. After some time, the prophet started talking. In India we have nice food, very nice food. Like rasgulla. Even we're listening to Prabhupada, rasgulla, what is rasgulla? Rasmalai? You know Kichiri? American lady? Kichiri? Halva? Very aromatic jasmine rice. We have samosa, and immediately a proper measure samosa, they say, yes, I love samosa. So the proper stopped. He didn't describe food again. He stopped there. So he left. The next time Prabhupada was going to see her, Prabhupada made samosas and took for this lady. When one day he gave her samosa. Ah, samosa? For me? Yes, for you, Prabhupada, take. Do you think this woman will forget Prabhupada? Did he preach philosophy about Gita, you allowed the body to her? The Prabhupada knew her interest. Prabhupada discovered her interest and he took her from that direction in her journey in Krishna consciousness. Till today, the woman is favorable to Krishna consciousness and her name is in properly Lamita. He engaged her in devotional service without making her first a devotee. This is proper expertise in presenting Krishna consciousness. He knows what to do at any given time. Only Krishna can do that. Only Krishna can do that. So proper did. Entering into the lives of people in such a way they can never resist Krishna consciousness. This is preaching. This is preaching. Not just the congregation. Congregation, that is okay, but of the number of congregational members you have, how many are becoming genuine devotees? That is preaching. And that is a proper mission. That is his mood in establishing Krishna consciousness, ISKCON. To get the whole world systematically engaged in Krishna consciousness, in perfecting their life without feeling missing of anything. So Papa replaced every sinful thing which we do with the pure activities in a wonderful way that no one can feel any discomfort. Look at the quality of prasada. It's only International Society for Krishna Consciousness has the quality of food we eat as a spiritualist. If you want to be a yogi, you have to go to the forest. You will have ceiling fan in the forest. You have fan. You have ras malai in the forest. But see what Prabhupada has done. Very, very experienced. in capturing the heart of conditioned souls. They're experts. Without leaving any room for anyone to complain, only ungrateful people will complain. Only ungrateful people. How he presented his society. Anybody from any level of consciousness can become Krishna conscious by Sopropa's causeless mercy, by his expertise in presenting Krishna consciousness, by his compassion, by his purity, by his love for humanity. When you look at the property, the presentation of Krishna consciousness, when you look at it, if we are really serious, if you carefully look at the presentation of Krishna consciousness by Srila Prabhupada, nothing to be compared to it. Nothing. And he put everything in one place. That you don't have to go anywhere. He put everything in one place. So here, Prabhupada is using non-devotees to serve Krishna. He was not concerned. Whether he surrender, he doesn't surrender. That is not the issue. But start Krishna consciousness from wherever you are. Start Krishna consciousness. This is a proper mission. Start Krishna consciousness from any level. And then he was going to for a public lecture. Srila Prabhupada went there earlier than people who were coming to hear him. He was there first. So a Prabhupada sat one corner and people were coming inside. People were coming inside. People were coming. One man, he said he likes to sit very close to any speaker because he wants to hear everything. So unfortunately he came very early, therefore there's a big space. So he sat right in the front, very close to the podium, where Prabhupada was sitting. He was sitting there. So Prabhupada was chanting. She looked at the man. Are you a Hindu? America? Are you a Hindu? So Prabhupada knows he's an American. He knows he's an American. Are you a Hindu? He would say no. You're an Indian? See, I'm no, I'm American. I'm American. You're not Hindu? Say, no, I'm a Muslim. Prabhupada stopped. Was chanting. And we look at the man will look at him. So he's thinking, you're Muslim? You're Hindu? He said, no. You're an Indian? No. American? And Muslim? As Prabhu was talking to him like that, then it was announced the Swamiji, it's time for the lecture. So Papa look at the boy. So can you keep this box? Can you take care of this box for me? He said yes. Yes. Because they have been talking. right? They have been talking. So Prabhupada has created a relationship already with this man. So when he said, can you keep this boy for me when I finish preaching? He said, yes. Not only that. As he stood up, gave him the box.
Can you sell the book also for me?
The boy said, yes. How much is this? He gave the price. So Prabhupada went to the the stage, was speaking. So people already consider that this man is the proper secretary. He is selling his books for him. Prabhupada gave him all the books he brought, he gave to him, and he's selling. So people came to him. So can I meet Swamiji? He said, I don't know Swamiji. I only met him here. I came like all of you to come and hear Swamiji. I don't know him before. The first time I'm seeing him. So Prabhupada engaged him in distributing books. He didn't make him a devotee first, but he engaged him in service to Krishna. So Prabhupada considered the service, because the service will purify us to become devotees. He started from service. He did not wait to make devotees to engage them in Krishna consciousness. Whoever is available, Prabhupada used everybody. Whoever is available, Prabhupada will use. But see, he established a relationship. Because now they are communicating. So whatever else Prabhupada asked him to do, he was sincerely doing to everybody. This is the Prabhupada. He doesn't consider who is who. He only consider spirit soul, the parts and parcels of Krishna, to be engaged in Krishna consciousness. Although we have forgotten, that's okay. We have forgotten, and as a result of that, we are all in illusion, in different degrees of illusion. As a consequence, we are suffering. When Prabhupada came, come and turn all conditioned souls back to our original activities of devotional service. For that, we are all sitting here on the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. We are unlimitedly grateful. For how he saved us from this dangerous ocean. Dangerous and insurpassable ocean of material existence. By the simple process of Krishna consciousness. It's a great fortune. A great fortune. We celebrate it. So, Prabhupada Hare Krishna.
Jai.
Comment, question. 9 minutes. Prabhupada said, 30. Hmm? 30. Yes, sir.
Hare
Krishna.
Like Maharaj, like Prabhupada met many gopis, and he dealt with them very, very intimately. But still, like some became Prabhupada's disciples. Many, when Prabhupada was there also, they took a break from their Krishna consciousness. And many being gopis also could not take up the Krishna consciousness full day. So, like, is that the gratitude, like the room is only for the grateful people? Was that the factor that there also a bifurcation happened? Those who came inside and took the mission full day. And if that is the case, then how to maintain the gratitude?
The last part.
Gratitude. Is it that some people were grateful so they continued nicely, and some people not grateful so they left? So if that is the case, how to develop that gratitude?
Yes. Yes.
a chance is given to everybody. Those who took advantage of that became
devotees.
Not just devotees, they are very highly elevated devotees. Those who took advantage of and appreciated the mercy the Prabhupada has given, they were elevated. And those of us who lack this appreciation or gratitude couldn't take it. So Prabhupada one day gave his duty. He was traveling from one temple. So he gave a duty to the temple president. There is a man who had been coming for years. He never became devotee. So many people came after him became devotee, but this man had been coming, not becoming devotee. So Prabhupada gave his duty to one of his duties to the temple president, that she would give it to that man. So the next day when the man came, the temple president said, "So Prabhupada said I should give you this duty." He said, "No." He understood taking the duty means Prabhupada wanted me to become devotee. And he doesn't want to be devotee, he refused. This ungratefulness, I would you not appreciate the mercy which is being offered. At the danger of ungratefulness, you will not be able to assess what is available. But those who are very fortunate, full advantage of this opportunity, and they became serious devotees and helped to expand this movement that we are all enjoying today. Those who didn't take it seriously but have somehow got connection with Prabhupada, they will come back later. They will come back because they have made a pure devotee who has glanced over them with compassion. The proper glance of compassion is on their head. So even though the karma is too heavy that I cannot make it now, they will come back later. That is the power of association with the pure devotee. The connection will be established. Yes.
Since Prabhupada saw everyone as soul, so he was able to, but at our level, we cannot see others as soul. So how we can practice this principle?
Srila Prabhupada saw all living entities as spirit souls, parts and parcel of Krishna. In so many of your lectures, Prabhupada said, who is a citizen? Who is a citizen? And he explained, a citizen means one who has taken birth in that country. So he's a citizen. Why Prabhupada is speaking like this? He's talking about the animals in this country. They are also citizens. So why should we kill some citizens and leave some citizens? This is not correct. This is not intelligence. This is not knowledge. Anyone who has taken birth in this country is a citizen. And all of them should be protected equally. But that is not what is happening. So this is the way Sri Prabhupada sees things. All living entities are spirit souls. They are all dear to Krishna. And we should give everyone a chance to become Krishna conscious. So that is Sri Prabhupada's position. That he is able to make the world Krishna conscious. But what about we who are not on that level? So what should we do? The tattva-darsis are on two levels. Tattva-darsi. It's a first class Tattva Darshi, like Prabhupada is first class Tattva Darshi. He is seeing the Supreme Personality directly. But those who follow him sincerely, they are also Tattva Darshi because they are seeing through his own vision. That is second class Tattva Darshi. So any devotee who sincerely follows the Prabhupada as much as we can with sincerity, we will eventually develop his qualities to become fire like him, to distribute Krishna like he did. And that is the main reason why he came. So Prabhupada came to make us devotees. Not to come and show us his purity. He has come to make us become devotees. Qualified to go back to Bharat. So we simply have to follow his footsteps. Everything will come. If we don't follow that and we think, oh, okay, that is Prabhupada, it's all right, I'm not Prabhupada, so I can do whatever I like, and they will not become pure. The Christians, they have that mentality. Jesus is God, so he can do like this. I'm not God, so I can't do like that. So I can remain sinful and do my nonsense. Yes, we are not like Prabhupada, and we will not be like Prabhupada. He can make us become pure devotees like him. And spread this movement. So our duty is to follow him. Follow him as he would like us to follow, not the way we want to follow. We have to follow him as he wanted. Then his mercy will pass through us and become empowered. The meaning, empowerment. One who has become empowered, nothing is impossible. That will teach you. Right?